noches. ¿Sabe cómo es, no? Empezamos siempre en español. Y bueno, manden saludos a los hermanos de la Argentina, de los hermanos de Honduras, de Tegucigalpa, en el Instituto Baxter. Manden saludos a las muchas personas. ¿Quiénes ustedes tienen parte en su conversión a Cristo Jesús? Okay, I just did what we do in Latin America. When you speak at a congregation, invite you to come and speak, you bring greetings from wherever you have come. And we have come from a number of places in Latin America. Our first go at it when we were just pups at 28 was in Argentina. We were there for 15 years. And I bring greetings from the good brothers there. I love those brothers. And also from the brothers in Honduras, the students there. You've had a big part in helping that school, and they send their greetings. And also for hundreds of people that your assistance, your funds have helped us to reach to with the gospel. The students baptize 150 every year while they're in school on the weekends. And so those individuals too would want to say, send their greetings to you and their appreciation for what you are and what you stand for. It is good to be in good company, and good to be with the Nelsons. We've had Mary on campus now 2 years, in 2017, 2019, this year, and she'll do a special class for our women, the wives of our students, about this program of teaching Sunday school classes. And then we'll have the Saturday event, and we'll have 250 women from area churches that will come in and be a part of a special all-day seminar for them. And we appreciate the Nelsons. Got first time to shake David's hand, but good to see them. And we have that camaraderie of a school, a Bible school in a foreign land. And I really appreciate those efforts there that you have. Okay, let's read God's Word. Let's go to Luke, the 17th chapter. Luke chapter 17. We'll read 8 verses out of this chapter, and we'll reflect on these verses as we gather tonight. It's an episode we all know about. We'll seek to have a message from this that will touch base with that which is God's mission to the world. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through verse 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled through the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, and you can imagine the scene, and as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Some versions will say a foreigner. And then we know what it's like to be a foreigner, having lived 22 years in Latin America as a foreigner. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Interesting response by Jesus. What is he trying to say to us? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? There it comes out, foreigner. Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Some versions will say, "Whole has made you whole." Let's show our first video right now. Dun, 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 dun. Chapel every day. You can watch us live, Facebook Live, every day at 10:30 your time. That's Diana, my bride. Now we have kids on campus. Everybody leaving chapel. This is the married student apartment. We have 20 married families. That's our cafeteria. And we do a lot of Bible studies that lead to this. Baptisms. Every weekend, the students are on Facebook with their photos of their baptisms and proud of them. As a visiting doctor, this is our dental wing. This is a little girl in the nutrition program. She's had dental attention. That's our newest doctor, a pediatrician. This is one of our teachers doing a Devo with the children in the nutrition program, the malnourished children. And he's teaching a Bible class. He's a Cuban. This is a Guatemalan who is our dean. And this is two Venezuelans, and that's another Venezuelan couple there. I have two boys, a fine couple. This is a Honduran teacher, another Honduran teacher, Bible teacher. This is a Honduran preaching, do a lot of that. And this is our lectureship at 250 for our lectureship this year. This is graduation, 400 for it. That last shot kind of is what Baxter is. It's from Baxter looking to the city, to the world, and thinking, putting our sights on the world. I have an opportunity to teach there at Baxter, and I teach positive preaching is my class that I teach. And what I try to do for us with the students is try to help them as a preach God's Word, and as they teach God's Word, to put themselves alongside Jesus, as though they're walking alongside Him in the daily life experiences that Jesus had. And it's a hot day. It's a really hot day. Palestine is really hot. It's kind of like today. I mean, it's really hot out there. And you know, and you're walking along a dusty road with Jesus. Imagine you're walking along that dusty road with Jesus. Every time your foot hits the ground, there's this puff of dust that comes, and it cakes on your face, and it's on the bushes over there. And you're walking with Jesus, and this is, you know, no cars, and there's not even a donkey or a horse. They're just walking everywhere. They're walking down this journey through Samaria on the way to Jerusalem. And There is a sound of the buzzing of mosquitoes around your head as you're walking alongside Jesus. And then off in the distance, you hear the sound. It's somebody who's shouting. And you think, what is that? And as you get on the crest of the road going into the city, you hear it. It's clear. Impuro, impuro. Impuro, the cry of every leper, unclean, unclean, unclean. And that generates all kinds of fear in you as you hear that shout, that warning sign as you get closer and closer. And you see them, the rags that are wrapping up their arms and their legs and around their face, because it's falling off, the face is. And the arms, the hands have fallen off. They're lepers. And you're scared because you know what that means. Leprosy just rots the body. And you know that they're shouting, they're giving the warning sign because you're not supposed to get close to them. It's contagious. Everyone fears leprosy. You don't want to get close to a leper. So they warn you. It is so contagious that whenever a person had a blemish on his hand or his skin somewhere, and he would have to go to the priest. The priests were kind of like doctors in a way in those times. You would go to the priest, and he would look at it. And if it was a raw blemish there, wound, he would say, "You go home, and you're in isolation for 7 days. 7 days, you weren't to see anybody, and you're praying, you're pleading to God that it not be leprosy, that it heal." And after the 7 days are up, 7 traumatic days, you go back to the priest. And for most people, it was healing up, or it was healed, and there was no problem. But for these 10, it never healed up. And the priest says, "You are a leper." And that's a sentence of death. And you go home and you kiss your bride for the last time. You bounce that child on your leg one more time on your knee, and then you leave. You leave to live outside the city in a hovel with the rest of the lepers. Can you imagine? And we imagine, as we see these lepers in a distance, we imagine what would it be like that every time you saw somebody normal, you had to yell out, "Unclean, unclean." What would that do to your psyche? And to know that you would never, ever have a normal life as an individual. So we want to get by them quick. We don't want to stop, you know. And so we're walking with Jesus, and we're kind of rushing it, you know, to get by these lepers as they're coming up to us. And all of a sudden, we stop. Now, what's going on? Jesus, what's going on here? Jesus has stopped us. We're stopped there beside, and we're looking in the faces of these 10 lepers. And then we remember. Remember that occasion where one ran up to them, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." And what does Jesus do? He says, "I'm willing." He reaches out and he touches the leper and says, "Be clean." Well, that story would have certainly gone across the airways, as it were, in Palestine. And it's as though these individuals had heard about that story. They said, "Have mercy on us, like you had mercy on him. Have mercy on us." But Jesus, they're 10. They're not just one. They're 10 of these guys. Jesus' simple response to them is, "Go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself." And you know, what a statement. And so they turn around and they head back down to town. And as they're going back down to town, you see them. They're going, "Man, look, 10 fingers now. And there were only 7 before. And the hair that's fallen is back. Look at that. And my toes." And you can just imagine. You can imagine the excitement these guys were having as they're walking down the road, going back into town. They're jumping for joy. They're just elated for what has happened to them. That their life has now been brought back to them. That 1 in a million chance, nobody is healed from leprosy. And we've been healed. And their walk becomes a run. And they're racing into town. Except one. He turns. And he comes back. And we hear his shouting. It's no longer impure. It's hallelujah. 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 And you know, we kind of get it caught up in this because we can see this man has been cleansed. He no longer has leprosy. He is whole. And he comes up to Jesus
and he falls at his feet. Can you imagine what it would have been like to have this experience? And he says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how many imagined. We can, but there were so many times that he said, thank you. There as we stood beside Jesus and watched this all unfold. And Jesus then responds. Now, isn't it curious, his response? Is he mad when he responds? What is going on in Jesus' mind when he responds? He says, we're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And as we reflect off of Jesus' comments back to this man who's just praising God and praising Jesus for what has happened in his life, we wonder, this is strange. Is it that Jesus is mad? Is that why he responded with these 3 questions? Is he mad because these other 9 did not come back? Is that the spirit of Jesus? Or was it that he meant these questions for us? Did he mean these questions for us to reflect? Are we more like the 9 or like this leper? Are we people that are grateful, appreciative? Is that what Jesus wanted to say to us on this occasion? Or was there something else, perhaps even more deeper? Did Jesus want us to remember how unclean we were? How totally lost and without hope until he says, come. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And I saw you, Nathaniel, under the tree. I saw you, Nathaniel, and you're a son of God. How that those individuals that were making up his, those of us here in this group with Jesus, was Jesus trying to say us to us, do you remember how lost and sin-sick you were when I came into your life? Are you like the 9 that were not grateful? Now, isn't it easy? I was 13 when I was baptized in Christ. That's 56 years ago. No, excuse me. My wife would correct me. That was 54 years ago. And sometimes I kind of take it for granted. You? We need to hear the story, don't we? We need to reflect off of the story for our own lives and how grateful we are for what we've been given that's beyond measure. In our own lives. So imagine. We've imagined this story. Imagine you live in a third world country. Imagine you live in a third world country where 25%, there's 25% unemployment. And you're a 15-year-old and you quit school to help with mom and dad who can't put food on the table because you're going to work and do whatever you can. Mom sells tortillas. Dad does odd jobs. And you go hungry. Frequently we go hungry. And you're this 15-year-old and you get in an accident. And you lose your leg. Imagine what that would be like as a teenager. What a curse on your life that would be to have that experience. And let's watch this next video. This is at our clinic at workroom where we make prosthetic legs. We've made 450 legs in 4 years. It's a non-metal prosthetic leg. That's the 15-year-old imagining his life. This the foot for his prosthetic leg. It's put together glue and wood, and that's Gorilla Glue, and they've given us all the glue we want. They're making these legs. This individual is doing this is the one who first devised and pioneered this simple but very effective prosthetic leg. That's the cuff that'll go up on the stump of the individual, the amputee. And it all goes together with glue. And he's getting that on the peg there. And here comes the 15-year-old. And he's walking. Ginger on his first time out. Mama's waiting on him there around the corner. And he's going to stand here with a double amputee from Johnson City, Tennessee. Came down and volunteered to help in this brigade. Going out to see his dad with his new prosthetic leg. The first one we did almost four and a half years ago, it was for a lady who 55, and due to diabetes had lost her her leg. And I watched them make it and wondered if it would work or not. Then 1 year later, it's all on Facebook, she was dancing with her granddaughter in her kitchen. And they worked. And 75% of those who've gotten a leg are now working. They have a job where before they did not. What a blessing. But can you imagine how life has changed for them? And we kind of step into the world of the leper, the impossible situation that they find themselves in the first century as a leper is very similar in some respects to these individuals who have lost a leg there in Latin America. So my Honduran teacher, Martin, he lives there in just a few blocks from Tegucigalpa, from Baxter, I should say, in Tegucigalpa. And he told a neighbor who was an amputee, well, go check out the prosthetic leg program we have at Baxter. And so he goes. He's 27-year-old. He gets a prosthetic leg. Martin, in the meantime, says, you know, I'm doing a group Bible study on Tuesday nights. You're welcome to come. And this is the wonderful thing that happens in the situation that is Baxter. Because the next week, he shows up at the Bible study with his mom, with his dad, with his brother. The compassion showed to him, as Jesus showed compassion to individuals in the first century, changes lives in a very, very significant way. Baxter is many things. Baxter is those 450 legs. Baxter is 250. seven nations to a lectureship just this past May. Baxter is 25 U.S. church brigades that come down, build 100 homes annually at a cost of $1,500 for people who have no homes there in Honduras. It's five campaigns to Honduras and Guatemala, conducted, organized by our students and their baptisms and those restorations. Baxter is 50 graduates and church leaders from seven different countries in Latin America in a graduate school program, marriage and family counseling, church growth, and biblical interpretation, all done online. Baxter is, it was 10,000 patients annually, but with our new clinic, it's gone to 12,000 annually that we have coming to our clinic. It is 350 teens who are anxious to arrive on campus. 350 teens are going to arrive this Thursday on campus at Baxter for a four-day youth rally in which there'll be a number of baptisms. It is the 150 baptisms by our students annually as they're taking classes. Baxter is many things. And thank you for being a part of supporting Baxter. And I have some individuals who now want to personally thank you. These are students. And we interviewed them just a week ago. And here are their words of appreciation to you. Let's roll our third video, please.
Hi, my name is Gloria Gutierrez. I am from Honduras. I'm a second year student. What I like about Baxter is all the learning and the relationship with the people. When we finish Baxter, my husband and I, we want to keep working in that field to make his kingdom work, and we are willing to go wherever he needs us. Thank you.
My name is Miguel Osvaldo Aguilar. I am from Honduras. I was born in Tegucigalpa. I am a professor here in Baxter since 1978. I have been 41, 42 years here working. Baxter is a very special place for me. I have been here since I was 17 years old in Mexico City, and I think I will die here. But it is a great place to work, and it is a great family.
Hello, my name is Lynette. I'm a third-year Baxter student. I'm from Venezuela. My favorite thing about Baxter is the fact that I can meet a lot of people from different countries. And myself and my family want to start a church when we leave Baxter. That's close to Venezuela, either Colombia or Brazil. Thank you.
Hi, I am Enrique Vizcaíno.
And my name is Ana González.
We are from Venezuela.
This is our first year here in Baxter.
We are so excited for being here.
Our favorite thing about Baxter is the different cultures and all the things that we can learn from each other.
Our plans to the future are serve God wherever He calls us. Thanks. God bless you.
Hello, my name is Enoch Siria. I am from Nicaragua. I am a Baxter student of second year. I love the student coexistence in Baxter. I love to play soccer and go to assignations in of weekends. When I graduate to Baxter, I hope to work in South America. I want to plan many churches, and then I want to work in my country, helping students. Thank you.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Francia Oguez. I am from Colombia, and I am a third-year student. What I like about Baxter is that God can transport our hearts while we learn about His work. My husband, Oscar, and I have been serving making videos and drone photography, and we believe that this is a wide-range method of spreading of the gospel. So when we graduate from Baxter, we want to use this video and put it into practice to the service of the people. God bless you.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I am Leonardo Rojas. I am 25 years old.
Venezuela, and we are third-year students here at Baxter. We really love being here at Baxter because we love Jesus, and we want to find in ourselves to serve the Lord. Thank you for everything that you do for us. God bless you.
Santo Padre, Creador nuestro, Holy Father, gracias, gracias. Thank you, Father, thank you. Santo Padre, gracias por estos estudiantes y sus esfuerzos en estudiar y preparar para el ministerio. Thank you for these students and their preparation to serve in Latin America as your servants. Gracias, oh Padre, por la iglesia. Southgate. Thank you for the church at Southgate. Gracias por its muchos esfuerzos, muchos deseos de ver la iglesia crecer en muchos lados en todo el mundo. Thank you for the many things that this church does and many ways it helps the church grow throughout the world. Gracias por ese espíritu. De gratitud, de aprecio que tienen la iglesia. Thank you for the spirit of gratitude and appreciation. Dando gracias, diciendo gracias con hechos por lo que has dado a cada uno con la salvación en Jesucristo. Showing by real example, by serving their appreciation for the way that you have saved them and want to see others saved. Gracias, oh Padre. Gracias. Thank you. Thank you, Father. En el nombre de Jesús, oramos. Amen. If tonight you would like to express your gratitude to the Lord for what He has done for you in dying on the cross, that your sins might be washed away. If you would like to become a Christian tonight, why not come as we stand?